Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. We're on policy and legislation, item number two. Discussion and consideration of internet service for the Daggett County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, do you have anything for us on this, or is it Cordell?
Cordell has some.
Cordell's got it. It's kind of a combined effort that we decided to pursue this, because our internet service up there is...
Sucked for a long time.
It's subpar for... and what Cordell and I talked about, too, is this will put up our phone lines, which nothing has to this point. So...
Yeah, on a good day, they're sitting at 5 megs down, download speed. Most of the time, it's 1 or 2.
And that's using the
microwave
setup?
Radio dish, yeah. Just for that perspective, here in the courthouse, we rarely fall below 920 on a daily basis. So with the sheriff's permission, I went up and reached out to the union and got some options of what we could do. The one that highlighted in yellow there is what I think is the best option. It doesn't necessarily need to be the one that we go with, but that was my thought. And then at the top, they said they might have to do a survey, and if they need to do any other kind of extra work to get into the building, there might be a separate quote. And as one more side note, I will have to get another firewall license for the sheriff's office, and then we will create a site-to-site VPN between the two buildings. That way, if one building happens to go down, we will still both be up.
Okay.
$410 a month is the one that's under on?
Yeah, it's the one I like the best.
Now, what are your up and down speeds?
200 up, 200 down.
Are you okay with that one, Sheriff?
Yeah, I think that'll be more than enough. Anything is an improvement for me.
Yeah.
I'll take anything I can get.
Just curious in terms of what the differences are and what the... in terms of... and it... I don't want to short the Sheriff's Office anything that they need, first of all. But what is there a difference between need and want, and what would be the functional or between the 100 and the 200 MPS?
200 is quite a bit better than 100. Once you start getting up to 300, I don't know if I see much of an improvement for them. But from 100 to 200, I see a huge improvement.
In terms of the type of use that's occurring and what they need, plus the phones. Will that accommodate if the jail were to ever go back in the front, just thinking outside the box or in the box, would that accommodate the jail as well if the jail were to ever become functional?
Not knowing how modern jails operate, could 100% speak to that. Before they were running on a T1 line, which is way slower than this.
Right. It's within reason that it might work.
It's within reason it would.
But we could always just upgrade to another subscription.
And this will be this is to do fiber into the office, correct?
I think it would, if we were to reopen, I think it would accommodate it.
Just for the communications needs, and it would be better phone than anything else.
So, and then you'll go to a voice over IP for phone to solve
they
that
are
problem.
Now. It's going to
okay. But this solves more than just the internet problem.
Right. And then your budget, the $410 a month, is that something that you can accommodate, or is it something you need to look at?
We'll split it out. It'll be split. Yeah.
Between emergency services and...
Or
IT.
Yeah, Jesse brought that up, and I was okay with it.
Splitting it with IT?
Yeah, because it is a disaster recovery issue for the county as a whole, from IT perspective.
Perfect.
And then you'll add the the expense of the firewall too, so that'll be on the IT side.
Right. So it's a, I haven't got a, it's just a guesstimate at 2,000. I'm thinking by about 16. On top of what I do previously.
But that was a discussion you and I had about the way it'd be funded. It'd be a combination, not. Now,
yeah,
my question was going to be on the sheriff's budget, or was it going to come?
License cost, that would be awesome. So you'd have 800 a year.
Well, we can figure out something and then carry this thought up too with the UNPG grants and other stuff with that being ELC and everything. I think we can.
That's what I wondered if you had considered those in being able to disperse that expense.
Yeah, I'm sure we can work.
And I think that's a good thing to discuss to be sure we use some of that funding.
I make a motion to approve the internet service for Dyke County Sheriff's Office as provided in the quote. And there may be other costs involved, but
we'll get the ball rolling if something comes up.
To move forward with getting it done. Is that the right motion? Does that work for you, Randy?
There you go.
So, okay. The motion's made.
Second.
Well, motion's been made in a second to move forward with the quote provided by Union Wireless to provide fiber internet to the sheriff's office. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number three, discussion and consideration of Blanchetta sewer line alignment near the airport. So I know they've provided some maps. Yeah, this affects you, Terry.
Go ahead. There's a couple maps there you can look at. I think it almost comes right down to your property, right?
Kokanee Lane.
Yeah.
Right? And Blanchetta. And so, do you know, Lorinda, do you know what they're seeking for? Comment? Approval? Do you have any idea? It's Sunrise that's working with the town on this project.
Is it informational or is it?
Let me pull up the email.
Yeah, I'm not sure what action we need to take or if it's just more correspondence at this point. I wish that Sunrise were here to talk about it.
And then it shows where it cuts across the county property, then goes to the county road, right? On the next.
Yeah, I wish that they would show these all together on a bigger map. It'd be easier to understand. Yeah, it looks like it comes across the airport, jogs. Comes across the county parcel A292-1. To Airport Road and then heads east.
It heads east and then does it turn and cross by the, how close to the shop does it go?
That's a good question.
Here's the
Sunrise Engineering has been in contact with Civic Engineering regarding the sewer line alignment near the airport that was presented at the commission meeting June 24th. CIVCO provided us with a layout of the planned future improvements to the airport. Based on the attached site plan, adjustments will be required to avoid conflicts with the proposed airport design, specifically the sewer line currently shown running beneath the proposed hangars will be shifted slightly west so that it runs beneath the proposed helipad road. Please refer to attached map for clarification. Will you place Sunrise Engineering on the agenda for the next Dyke County Commission meeting for approval of the sewer easement documentation process of the proposed sewer alignment that will be going near the airport and the property adjacent to Ruble Lane.
So adjacent to Ruble Lane?
Yeah, that's what it said.
But that, so that map that you looked at?
Those are the maps that they supplied.
Okay, but then this and the one on the front, the one I was looking at.
Well, it is, it does, there's part of it that's on Ruble, next to Ruble Lane. Which would be in the county right away.
So, but is that? Are these just different options?
I don't know.
We had a lot of options at first. I've been dealing with this for about 6 years, and I spent hundreds of hours on it. But I kind of backed off the last year. But some of the people that had promised access have changed their minds. Couple of larger landowners. We do got one still willing to accept. So this has been, is my understanding, re-engineered, and it's going to go out the front. And so that's why that comes, because the shed is sloping so much, it's coming back down, coming this way. This will come this way, and the main one's going to go across the airport right of way, and then go down to from there to the airport and possibly across Summit Broadbent.
Who sent that email? Yes.
James Israelson?
I don't know James.
Helpful, I understand.
Just done, yeah.
It would be helpful if he were
a little different.
Yes, he's being treated very, very this time.
We could put it on for next week, and the I two can ask for him to be present.
I think
that
would be helpful.
Require this new engineering. And this is the second option. So this is knowledge to me.
The airport map doesn't, this one, I can't see how it reflects. I don't know how to read it relative to these others. If it's just a bigger picture, but we can't read where the sewer line.
It's kind of small to see.
I see it, I guess. But where it leaves, where it crosses, is different than on one of these pictures. Because there's houses there, and this one, maybe there's houses in there, but I'm just not seeing it on this one. Maybe they're the same place.
I think it would be helpful to have Sunrise with us to talk this through. I'm not aware that this is extremely time sensitive. They haven't indicated anything to that point.
On this meeting,
right.
Who put it on the agenda?
James Israelson from Sunrise was the one that requested it.
Do you have a phone number, or did you already try it?
So I would agree with what you said. I think we ought to have a clarification from Sunrise. I'm not willing to approve this without being able to understand the map.
Yeah, me too. Well, let's do this, Lorinda, if you don't mind. Let's reach out to them and say we'll put it on the agenda for next week. Can you please have someone available to answer questions, either in person or virtually?
Yes.
I'm surprised they put it on the agenda and wouldn't hear it.
Maybe they didn't realize.
If they didn't get notified that it was on the agenda.
They did.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't being critical. I just meant if they...
Well, they're the one that put it on the agenda. They
requested it.
Yeah. Well, let's go that path then. If you would, Lorinda, table that till next week.
I can definitely do that.
And let them know.
Okay, I'll make a motion to table it till next week.
Okay.
One second.
We have a motion and a second to table item number 3 until next week and invite Sunrise to participate with us in either in person or virtually. All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 4, discussion and consideration of proof on water right application, number 41-3470. Kent, are you able to participate in this discussion?
I'm here.
Any luck corresponding with Smith Harvickson on this issue?
I sent that email last week on the 18th, and I sent a text to Craig also, and I have heard nothing back from either one, from either Craig or Dave from their office.
I'm getting a little concerned. In my mind, we only have until sometime early October, I believe, is what's in my mind, at least on the when this needs to.
That's my understanding also.
When it needs to be handled, and it's a huge deal for the county.
I know Craig had some health issues.
October
31st. I'm going to leave a message with their firm and say I've got to talk to somebody today.
Okay. It does say that we have till October 31st. The proof due date, according to DNR, state DNR, is October 31st, 2025. I don't know how much diligence it'll take to do that, but I don't want to miss a filing window. So, okay. Well, if you're on that, Kent, then...
Yeah, I'll give Smith Harbertson a call right now. Depending on how much time we have left in this meeting, I'll let you know what they say.
Okay. And we'll table this one until next week as well. All right. Those are the items that are on the agenda. Is there a need for a closed session or?
I think there is, just in regards to potential litigation and also acquisition, sale, or transfer of property. But just I sent the commissioners or forwarded the commissioners an email this morning. I'd like to talk about it just briefly.
Okay.
For the reasons mentioned, I'll make a motion to go into closed session. Is it RDA?
Yes.
For the RDA closed session, for the reasons mentioned.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to go into closed session for the purposes stated. All in favor?
Jeff Bonnell, aye.
Randy Yacy, aye.
And Matt Tippett's aye. So we'll move over to the other link, Kent. And
if you could take a look at the email I sent you this morning about 9:30, it would make things move real quick.
Okay. We'll do.
See
you on the other link. We're transitioning into closed session. It's 10:37.